yesterday. There was a lot of spade work that was done, but finally papers have been signed, and Bryan College Station has locked arms kind of and put forward a united front to get this biomedical corridor put together. Give me your thoughts on that.
Well, I think that it was a very good meeting that we held yesterday, and as you said, it did represent a lot of work that had been done prior to this time by previous councils as well, not just all by this one, but certainly the mayors of both cities deserve a lot of credit for carrying this through, and the members of the present councils on both sides, I think, supported this, a large majority anyway. And I think it's going to be a wonderful way for us to show the community that we can work together for the benefit of all, and certainly in concert with A&M as they begin this amazing new phase of their development as a research university.
Certainly there's time that's spent. You've been on council now for a while. There's time that's spent in council. There's time that's spent in workshops. But also there's time spent on committees as well. Give me some background on what you're doing when you're not in council meetings and in workshops.
Well, yesterday I spent time at the groundwater
district meeting. Oh, yeah. Okay, right.
So you spend a lot of time going to other meetings of other groups trying to keep up with what's happening there. Certainly, there are committee meetings. I serve on the Bike Pedestrian Greenway Committee and attempt to try to keep up with those issues in a special way, but attending planning and zoning, we all attend 1 month out of the year we're designated to attend a planning zoning meetings.
Right.
And just trying to keep up with the issues that are before all the different groups that are going to be coming before the council.
Right. If there's a governmental scholar on the council, I think it's you. You understand. You've taught it from a theory standpoint, right? Now, after having sat for a little while, tell me how is the real world of governance as opposed to the classroom model of governance that you've taught?
Well, it's as real as you want to make it. And you are the one that determines the tenor, the tone of the discussion that goes forward. My reason for running was my interest, as you said, in government. I've always been interested in how we've made this marvelous form of very complicated and difficult democratic government work. But it's really up to the individuals to decide that they're going to respect other views, to respect other people, even when they disagree with them, and that then we can all move forward.
Have you, in the time that you've been on council, has there been a vote that you've really agonized over, where you've thought that where do I balance what my constituency might want as opposed to maybe what you had brought to the council?
Well, just last week we had a discussion over parking. A neighborhood group came before us for parking relief, wanting it only on one side, and there were many issues to balance out there because I do know we have a problem with parking. My vote was to try to get a larger overall plan rather than doing it on a street-by-street basis or neighborhood-by-neighborhood basis, but that's difficult because I supported what they were asking for. I just wanted to do it in a different way.
Right.
Certainly, we've had some difficult issues. We had to decide whether to offer the vote on when we would hold elections. And that was difficult, for all of us.
Sure.
Because there were parts of the solution that nobody really wanted, but they had to be done in a certain way. So you don't always get to design the legislation exactly as you wish you could.
Certainly. What's on your radar screen? Those are my questions. What's important to you right now?
Well, I think it's important to me that we move forward in an environment that is business friendly and is friendly to the development of A&M, which is the reason College Station exists. And right now, A&M is going into, as I said, a completely new phase. That from its founding, it has been a major factor in this community. When it admitted women, of course, it became an even larger factor. And now, as it's moving to this research phase and the attraction of the kind of businesses that are going to be, hopefully, coming into this area will be such a predominant factor in the lives of so many people for the years to come that I am very happy to see that the council in College Station supported the bio-corridor agreement with 100% vote on it. I'm also happy that the medical corridor is moving forward in the way it is, because as we know, we all need more medical care as we age. We have a community with many retirees. We are in an exciting phase right now with the Scott and White development, adding on to our already very prominent existing medical facilities in both communities. And again, this is where both communities can help each other and not duplicate, not fight, not divide up the pie, but enlarge the pie.
One of the things, I guess, this is the first time you've been in since we had a discussion of it, or College Station has struggled. As one member of council, your thoughts on the question of ROI, return on investment money, that came out of the utility fund. I think people just probably like to know how you felt about that.
Well, that's a complicated issue, and I'm not an expert on it. I do know that we have been told there are going to be some changes. We've already made some changes, reduction of the amount of ROI coming from electrical utilities. The issue comes down to, though, where do you get the money from? Whether you get it from the payment on utilities, whether you increase property taxes, there's not a free ride there. It's not that if we reduce this, then we will not have that amount at all. We'll still have to come up with that amount of money. So it becomes an issue of balancing out what is the fairest way for the majority of the community to make the contribution that's needed to what we need to run the city. And it's our job to see that we don't ask for more than we need. We need to keep it in perspective, and we need to cut where we can, but not on core services. We need to provide the things that will allow the city to grow. And there are different feelings on that. I, frankly, was okay with it coming from the utility funds as long as people knew this was what it was doing, as opposed to coming from property taxes.
Sure.
And we will continue to adjust, and it can be fine-tuned.
Blanche Brick joining us this morning. Thanks for the time, and have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
You bet.